The ability to read offers an essential gateway to the U.S. education system. AmeriCorps Reading Corps now focuses on helping the earliest grades in disadvantaged communities acquire these critical skills. Adia White has this portrait of a Reading Corps tutor.
Lola, the duck stayed stuck deep in the muck, down by the prickly marsh.
That's Vista Pickett, reading to preschoolers during recess at the Freedom Children's Center. Several students listen while racing toy cars across the classroom table. Others are building block towers or playing with the new restaurant set. Pickett is a petite woman with short silvery hair, big eyes, and brimming with energy. She's a tutor with Santa Cruz Reading Corps. The program takes individuals like Pickett and gives them 3 weeks of training on literacy education. After that, the tutors are left to work their magic in the classroom.
When I first walked into this classroom, I was terrified that I would do the wrong thing or not be able to relate to the children or the children wouldn't like me.
Fortunately, Pickett's fears turned out to be false.
For a new staff to come into the classroom, it's really important in the beginning to build relationships with children. It was very easy for Vista.
That's Anita Silva, lead teacher at Freedom Children's Center. Silva's been working closely with Pickett in the classroom for the past 2 years.
As well, she is very calm and very soft-spoken, yet the kids respond very well to her.
Pickett pulls out a heavy binder full of progress charts. Each student's assigned a color based on his or her present literacy skills.
Red means they need help. Yellow is they kind of got it, but they're not all the way there. Green is that they've already reached that benchmark.
At the beginning of the year, most of the students were in the red. That's not the case anymore.
There's some in here that are really exciting. Okay, this person we've exited.
Exited means the student has moved from the red zone into the yellow zone.
This one has also exited the group.
She focuses her efforts on kids in the red zone to give them the boost they need.
Paco, what do we say? What else do we call that? Duck. Duck. You say duck? Yeah.
She's always sharing lovely anecdotes of children who've been successful, and she gets very excited throughout the year. She's very excited about all the work she's doing. My name is Christine Seberg, and I'm program coordinator for the Santa Cruz Reading Corps. The one thing I have to commend Vista for is that she will spend the extra time with kids in the classroom. She's always thinking about them when she's creating curriculum.
Students start reading to learn by the third grade. Those who can't read by then move further and further behind their peers.
Our goal is to get all children ready to read by third grade. So we're focusing on getting them ready to have their kindergarten early literacy skills all honed and ready to go.
Reading Corps tutors offer classrooms additional one-on-one support to help achieve this goal. Most Reading Corps tutors are at the beginning of what could be a long teaching career. Pickett, on the other hand, is an ex-retiree.
Prior to dropping out of college to get married, I had always thought I would teach. I grew up thinking I would teach, and I thought this is about probably as close as I'm going to get. My experience as a Reading Corps literacy tutor, it's been the most rewarding thing I've ever done in my life.
Pickett hopes that she will teach again next year, but she reminds me that she's a senior citizen. Having accomplished her lifelong dream, she just might be ready to retire. I'm Adia White in Freedom.
KUSP's Solutions in Education series is funded by Community Foundation, Santa Cruz County.